Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Appreciate it. A couple more new songs and then we'll go back to the old stuff. This is called Keep Fishing.
Hey, you're listening to Weezer Day by Day. I'm BJ, and we've made it to day four about their fourth album, Maladroit. So that word maladroit means ineffective or bungling or clumsy. So they started working on this album like right after the Green album. They fired their management, and then they had a legal battle, but they decided they wanted to manage themselves. And right away, they start working on their next album. But bassist Mikey Welsh, he's got mental health issues and I think drug problems. He's undiagnosed bipolar and just exacerbating that with drug abuse. And then, so you've got somebody bipolar and strung out and they're on tour. And that's a recipe for disaster. And apparently, he attempted suicide in August of 2001. And then he went AWOL for a while, and they just realized this isn't working out, so they had to replace Mikey Welsh, unfortunately, and they eventually selected a guy named Scott Schreiner, and he joined on bass, and he has been with the band ever since. So they've fired their management. They're also fighting with the record label, so they decide they're going to pay for the recording of Maladroit themselves, and apparently Geffen wasn't even aware that they were recording a new album until it was already done. And Weezer, at this time, they're doing a lot of interaction on the internet with their fans. So from this point on, they release a lot of new music over the internet, and they keep their fans really up to date about what they're doing, and they let them hear music in advance. They let them hear snippets of music and demos. And, you know, I think a lot of that has to do with how Pinkerton was kind of given a whole new life thanks to the internet. And then Weezer kind of embraced that and always have kept a high profile on the internet and really kept in touch with their fans and maintained an interactive relationship with their fans online. So Maladroit came out in May of 2002 and it was self-produced. Like Pinkerton, Rivers would describe it as unproduced. And we will find that it's a very kind of schizophrenic album with it sure doesn't flow. It's not cohesive. It's just a bunch of songs. The last album, the Green album, really flows. It feels like an album. Maladroit feels more like a collection of songs. So the album kicks off with a song called American Gigolo, and this is an interesting song. It's got a heavy verse and a poppy chorus, and then there's a great bridge. I would say I like it, but I don't love it. So second song on Maladroit is called Dope Nose, and finally, they made a good choice for a first single. Because I love this song. I think it's a great pop rock song. It's infectious. It's got a lot of energy. It's very, very fun. A quote from Rivers, "It's not about anything. It's just a bunch of garbage lyrics. It was 6 in the morning, I had 3 shots of tequila, and I forget how many milligrams of Ritalin, and I just went in my backyard and sat down." Remember, that was this process from the last episode. "In like half an hour, I was just like foaming at the mouth, and I just wrote it in one manic burst of about 3 minutes. So that's similar to how he wrote Don't Let Go from the first song on the last album. And he said he was sitting there in a chair composing it in his head. I think that's the same way he said he wrote Don't Let Go. He didn't even have a guitar. He just came up with the song in his head. Yeah, and that's what I've thought about Rivers, is that he can just create these melodies and then put it to music later. And so this is a super fun song. I love Dope Nose. Third song on the album is called Keep Fishing. Another great song, infectious melodies, killer hooks. The Harvard Crimson asked Rivers, is Keep Fishing about a girl? And Rivers said, quote, "I don't know, it's just, I don't know what I was saying, maybe it was?" Fourth song on Maladroit is called Take Control. This song is good. It definitely has its moments. It's one of those heavy, kind of metal Weezer songs. It's a cool song, but I definitely like Dope Nose and Keep Fishing way more than this. Fifth song on the album is called Death and Destruction, and it's meandering and boring and kind of pointless. It's short, but... Track number 6 on Maladroit is called Slob. A quote from Rivers, "That kind of song was written in a very emotionally extreme moment. It's not often that I feel that way. Maybe once a week or something, I'll get overwhelmed by a situation in my life and write a song about it. If I were to put all those songs on an album, you'd think I have a really bleak life, or I'm an emotional wreck or something. But really, I only feel that way for an hour or two. Most of the time, I'm a pretty cool character." So Slob is an interesting song. You can tell it's one of Rivers', you know, self-deprecating, angry at himself kind of songs. But I don't love it. We'll be right back. Track number 7 is a song called Burnt Jam. Yeah, not my thing.
Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here, taking a break from listening to a little Shout It Out Loudcast episode. Love Tom and Zeus talking all things Kiss. Of course, I was listening to them on my new Raycon wireless earbuds. They have quickly become my go-to earbuds because of the comfort. These soft tips are the best I've ever used. And at this price, plus a Pantheon discount, Raycon is really hitting on all marks. Sound quality is great too. I really love having these three EQ options because I like more bass in the music, but less in my podcast. 8 hours of playtime for the battery is great as well. Surround sound, noise isolating, and awareness mode are all included. These are great earbuds. Go to buyraycon.com/pantheon today to get 20% off your Raycon order plus free shipping. That's right, you'll get 20% off and free shipping at buyraycon.com/pantheon. buyraycon.com/pantheon. Hey, Pantheon listeners, Christian Swain here. Another day, another podcast I'm working on. This time, it's Famous and Gravy with Amit and Michael. I want to let you know that I loved the Factor Meals package so much that I re-upped for myself, and then I sent a package to my in-laws. Like I was with my first shipment from Factor Meals, the in-laws were as excited to try one of the prepared restaurant-quality meals. Well, they got the shipment to Protein Plus Meal Plan and were very impressed. See, being in their 80s, anything to make the meal prep easy is a plus for them. They heated the oven per instructions and minutes later were enjoying a very delicious, nutritious, and dietitian-approved meal. One big win for me. But what really floored them was the taste. Like I told you, it's surprising how good these meals taste. Restaurant quality indeed. And like my own shipment, it really was everything Factor Meals said it would be for some seniors. No prep, no mess meals. Factor Meals are 100% ready to heat and eat. Take it from me and my in-laws. Head to factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. That's factormeals.com/pantheon50 and use the code Pantheon50 to get 50% off. Thank you, Factor Meals.
Track number 8, a song called Space Rock. This album is all over the place, but this song is reasonably entertaining. It seems unfinished, honestly, but I do like it. I think, yeah, some of these songs were never really fleshed out. That's what it feels like. At times, this album feels like a collection of outtakes. Track number 9 is a song called Slave. Now, this is the Rivers that I love. Amazing melodies over heavy guitar. This song ranks right up there with my favorites from the Green album. so these melodies are spectacular. This is Rivers at the top of his game, in my opinion, but I would guess that this kind of a song pretty much came pretty easy to him, which I think is part of what makes it so catchy, because he just had a knack for stringing these melodies together in it. He could hear these melodies in his head all the time, is what I'm thinking. Then he just sets it to music, or he just starts playing guitar and the melody just comes out. But I think when you have someone like Rivers, who these melodies come easy to him, he's got a knack for this. And that's part of the reason they're so good, because he has this unique, special, like natural talent. Track number 10 is called Fall Together. Another song that doesn't seem fully realized, so it's not bad, but it never really grabs me. Up next is a song called Possibilities. It's just 2 minutes long. It's a very fun little pop punk song. Pretty generic, but I enjoy it. Track 12 is a song called Love Explosion. Once again, Rivers delivering a classic sounding pop song. Seems to me this song is like an amalgamation of his influences, and then they're all well put together. Like there's a hint of Locomotion on the chorus, so he's drawing on previous pop music. I wouldn't say this song is a personal favorite of mine, but I definitely appreciate the craftsmanship. And definitely would understand why other people think this is one of the better songs on the album. All right, the last song on Maladroit is called December, and it's a meandering ballad type song, but too noisy and chaotic, so it's kind of a mess, and I can't say I'm very enamored with this song. So in conclusion, Maladroit is a weird album, kind of all over the place. Like I said, it feels like a collection of outtakes. So the writing could have been tighter, but songs like Dope Nose, Keep Fishin', and Slave are definitely classic Weezer songs, among their best. All right, so what are they going to do next? We will find out tomorrow when we talk about the next Weezer album called Make Believe, produced by Barefoot Rick Rubin.
It's NFL draft season, and that means it's time to start thinking about fantasy football. FantasyPoints.com features industry-leading experts and prognosticators using proprietary hand-charted data to help you score more fantasy points. FantasyPoints.com is the place to go for whatever kind of fantasy football you play. Whether you play fantasy football, daily fantasy sports, or do a little bit of everything, Fantasy Points has the meticulously researched content to guide you to victory. And why wait for the fall? Fantasy Points also covers the new spring football league, the UFL. Join the guru, John Hansen, Scott Barrett, Joe Dolan, and other massive names in the fantasy football universe with an exclusive offer. Use code Pantheon for 15% off any Fantasy Points package, including the all-in package, with access to every article, tool, and data nugget that Fantasy Points has to offer. That's FantasyPoints.com and code Pantheon for 15% off at Fantasy Points. FantasyPoints.com, code Pantheon. Score more fantasy points.